All right, welcome to Jukebox. This is Law Sock in a podcast.
I'm Cam.
And I'm Gus. Today we're going to be discussing, is necessity ever a defence to murder? So I'm going to introduce you guys to a bit of a problem. And it's to do with a lifeboat. There were four sailors, right? And they were stranded at sea after shipwreck. There was no food or water, and survival, they were almost all going to die, right? Two of the sailors, Dudley and Steffens, killed and ate the cabin boy, Parker, right? He was the weakest, and they needed food. They needed to survive, and that was the only way they could survive. They went to court, and they pleaded for necessity, and we're going to discuss whether they think they should have been innocent or guilty, and then I'll reveal the answer. Okay? So, my personal opinion is I actually think they shouldn't have been. They're not guilty, right? Because they would have died. They would have all died, okay? And there's been other court cases where they've done it to make someone survive, okay? So, therefore, I don't think they should be guilty. However, we don't know. We don't have full information of the scenario they were in. So, what do you guys think?
Well, I think surely they should go to prison.
Okay.
I mean, they're saying because he's the weakest, they were hungry, they ate the little weak boy. I don't really see why they actually had to kill him. I mean, when times are roughest, maybe you could eat his corpse, but going out and murdering him and then performing cannibalism, I don't think that's, like, under any circumstance, I don't think that's allowed. I mean, I'd probably eat my own hand before I ate another person.
Yeah. I'm going to side with Gus, actually, because I think, you know, when times are tough like that, you're going to have to do something that's, you know, maybe not right, but it will benefit you and your survival. Like, there was that... Wasn't there a story about, like, the Argentinian, like, rugby team?
Yeah, they went up to
They were already dead.
Yeah, that's true as well, to be fair. And, like, yeah, murdering someone is way worse.
So we're agreeing that the act of murder... So the actual eating in order to survive was understandable, but the murder to
then
eat...
Then it's just flesh, but... Like, was the boy sickly?
Yeah, see, we don't have the information. Like, you know, it was.
If he was at the same level of energy that they were, then no. If, you know, say he was on his last legs, maybe he was going to die in 2 days, but maybe they can't survive 2 days without food. Maybe then you could make a case for that. But if I'm going to go ahead and assume that they were all at the same level.
Okay.
Then it's like just that. Killing and eating someone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, once I told you the definition of necessity, okay? So necessity means breaking the law to stop something worse from happening. Doing wrong to prevent a greater good. Not greater good. So does that change, you know, the outcome?
No, I know what it means. I don't think it changes the outcome at all.
Okay. Right. So let's see the result.
What was it?
It was guilty. So, yeah, they were actually sent to jail due to that. And the argument was necessity is not a defence to
murder. Why did they tell them that they killed him?
No. I assume that they would have known that he was dead because of the way he would have died. So the way he died, they would know that he was murdered.
How did they know?
Because when you forcefully kill someone, there's usually telltale signs that that's not a natural death.
Oh.
Okay. So, this is more modern case. This was in the 2000s. And this was Mary and Jody. They were conjoined twins. And this was the dilemma. So, without surgery, they would both die. Okay? And with surgery, Mary dies and Jody lives. Okay? So... The court could either allow operation, you know, on grounds of necessity, or they would have to overrule it and they would do nothing and they would both die. So how can we contrast this to the other case, and what do we think is different about this one, if you think there's a difference in you know, going forward.
I think that, you know, conjoined twins is just like quite unfortunate because then they have separate brains, but is it one heart?
Yeah, I think it is actually, yeah. But I don't know.
I think at that point you sort of have to think like what's, they've got two brains, which is kind of what you think. So they think separately, but then they've got one heart. So I think the operation would be the wrong idea. And because they've got two brains, I think they probably both deserve to live and stay conjoined forever.
But they would both die?
They would both die.
Both die?
Yeah, I would prefer that probably.
You prefer them to both die?
Yeah, over one of them living.
Okay.
It's a bit selfish.
But selfish, you think?
Well, I'm a bit... did one of them want to... Did they both want to do the procedure?
But it doesn't matter whether they both want to do the procedure or not. I've already discussed the meaning of necessity, right?
They're not saving...
Well, they are, because they were never born. So you're just... They were... Unlike the sailor one, where there's four people who have already lived. Both people have not lived. Therefore, both of them died.
Is it a baby?
Yeah, they're babies.
No, they're like embryos. So.
Yeah. No, they have come out of the womb. Okay. They are.
Oh, did you say that? I don't remember you saying that.
Oh, sorry. I thought you... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, the things I thought... Yeah, oh, yeah, I don't know, actually. I feel like, if anything, it should be up to the parents, but, I mean...
Yeah, the parents wanted this to go ahead.
They wanted to...
Yeah. Operations.
Oh, you know what? I don't... Did they know it was conjoined beforehand?
Yeah, they knew it was conjoined as soon as they see them.
And they just... I'm saying, did they know while it was in the womb that it was conjoined?
I can't fully say that, but I think in the 2000s, yeah, you would know. You would know.
Yeah, no. I mean, if they didn't want to see what the baby was like, that's one thing, and then it just came out as a surprise. But I mean, it's a hard one, but I don't think it's really fair just to decide that one of them can't live.
Mm.
Yeah. Just for the sake of Jodie. What makes Jodie so special?
Yeah, I mean that's true. But the thing is, what I think this is where, you know, we set these two options apart is that there it was guaranteed that this one would live and this one would die. So the parents didn't have to make a decision between who lived and died, they just had to make a decision.
Would they have been able to live on forever? Or, you know, like their full lifespan?
Like a normal life.
No, they would have died.
They would have died regardless?
Yeah, they would
have died. Oh, well then, yeah, I mean...
It's not just because they're conjoined.
Okay, right, see, I thought they just wanted Jodie to live a normal life. Now, in that case, then, yeah, I think you've got to
do the same.
I don't think they should... I think it's if you can save one of them...
You might as well.
I mean, if it was, say, you know, you were the family member... You know, I mean, for me at least, I said, oh, yeah, you know, I'll go so they can go on so us both die.
All right. So what do you guys think? The court allowed the operation to go on?
They allowed it, no?
I think they did.
Yeah, they allowed it.
Wow.
Okay, so... next, I mean, we can do loads of modern parallels. We can talk about, you know, the trolley problem. We talk about climate change emergencies.
So with the trolley, I'm really interested in
okay.
that.
So
we all know what it is.
Here's the question: is the law right to be absolute? Would you rather die a hero or live a criminal? Okay, so you would either save five, you would kill five. Okay, I don't really know what I would do. In my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know what the causes of what everything I would do.
Yeah. For those who don't understand, it's you know, you have two train tracks. Tied to one of them is one man, and tied to another one, there are five people, and there's a train heading for those five people. You can either not touch the lever, which is controlling both of them, and the train will run over the five people, or you can pull on the lever, and it'll run over the one person. Now, that's your decision, but by doing nothing, technically you're not accountable for anything. But by moving it, you're causing the death of one man. So.
Right. This has obviously never happened in real life.
Yeah.
But I bet there's similar things that happen. I would, if I had to witness this and I had to watch this, I'm pulling the lever. And I know that I would go to court and I would struggle to defend myself. However, my, what is it? My probation would not be that long, okay? My, that I would have the support from, you know, the
five people in the family.
Five people. Therefore, I wouldn't struggle later on in life.
Yeah, I don't think you'd get convicted of murder.
No, definitely not.
I mean, you would. You would.
But you saved five others.
But you wouldn't get convicted.
No, but you would get.
You get accused. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
no,
sure.
But you would go to jail for something. You would. You definitely.
Would they arrest you immediately? I don't.
Why would they arrest you?
They wouldn't arrest you, but you would go to court. What? They would take you to court.
You said they'd take me to jail immediately. Yeah.
Well, no, they wouldn't. They would have to discuss. They wouldn't. They would have to. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't take it because they don't know. They don't know that you know, why you pulled the lever. You know, they don't know. They don't know that, so they can't take you to jail. Okay.
Yeah, no, but the five people would probably back me. The other issue with the thing is that, you know, you don't know these people either.
Yeah, it's true. It depends. Yeah. See, that's a problem.
See, the one person
you knew any.
Why are they tied up there as well?
Yeah, I reckon if you knew anyone out of the five people.
Yeah.
You are. That's bad.
Let's start again. Oh, yeah. Let's try and spice it up a bit. Let's say it's your. You have a dog.
Yeah.
You have a dog.
Yeah.
Let's say it's your dog, on the train track.
Okay.
On the singular one.
On the singular one.
And yeah, five. I'm pulling the lever.
And it's five random people.
Yeah, I'm pulling the lever. I'm pulling the lever.
What, so you're going to kill your dog?
Yeah, I'd kill my dog.
Really?
Yeah, I have to
kill. No, the train's already going to the five people.
Yeah, I'd have to pull the lever. Because I take a human life over anyone else's life, despite.
Yeah, the reason I brought this up is because, again, you don't know these five people.
Yeah.
Why are they there?
Yeah, and
why are they tied up on that?
They could be criminals, yeah.
They could all five of them be, you know.
Horrible people.
Yeah, that's true.
I know my dog's, you know.
A good lad.
Good lad.
So.
I mean, same, but you know, you have to think about everything.
Yeah.
The lifespan of a dog.
If it's your mother on the one train track and then five people in the other.
Yeah, I'm leaving it. Obviously, I'm.
Yeah, I'm have to pick them up.
But now we're just going over like what we.
But then, but that's what I'm also curious. Does it, the decision to do nothing, does that not hold you accountable of something?
I think it actually does. But I haven't, I don't know completely. So it'd have to.
But surely there's a psychological aspect in there too. I mean, you could surely, I mean, it's a big decision. You could easily just freeze up.
Yeah, I think most people would freeze up.
Like, I feel like I could argue in court, oh, you know, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was going to do it, but then I like.
Yeah, you would get the fight, flight, or freeze. You would do one of those.
Yeah, I froze.
All right. I think we've discussed some great cases there.
We could have gone more in depth.
Could have gone more in depth, but I think that's a great start. Great introduction to the podcast, so. Spin jukebox.
Brilliant.